Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
When it comes to the culture war, many on the East and West Coast consider Montana to be flyover country, but this week was a big week in flyover country with respect to the sexual orientation, gender identity issue. A few weeks ago, Billings City Councilman and former Democrat State Senator Brent Cromley announced that he would once again introduce a resolution to pass a Municipal Non-Discrimination Ordinance, or NDO, in the Magic City. The resolution was to be introduced on October 15th, which sent both sides scrambling to prepare. Montana Family Institute, the research arm of the Montana Family Foundation, immediately commissioned a poll to gauge the level of support. The poll found three things. First, a majority of Billings residents were not aware that a new NDO effort was underway. Second, a majority feel discrimination against the LGBT community is not a problem. And third, a majority oppose the passage of an NDO. All of which is good news for us. Couple that with the fact that the Billings City Council is still a majority conservative, and we felt confident we would quickly be able to lay the NDO issue to rest. Apparently, the other side read the tea leaves the same way and asked Councilman Cromley to abandon his initiative. In our opinion, they didn't want to risk another loss. On Tuesday, Councilman Cromley capitulated and released a statement saying that he would delay introduction of an NDO until such time as its passage was certain. We, of course, celebrated the victory, then reminded ourselves that this is just the beginning. The Democratic Socialists of America, a Marxist organization coupled with the National Institute for Reproductive Health, have announced plans to take over the Billings City Council and reintroduce the NDO. That makes next month's city elections even more important. Turnout in the primary election was only 38%. It's time for Christians to stand up and vote for biblical values. If we don't, religious liberty will be sacrificed on the altar of political correctness. And speaking of political correctness, an article released last week is sending shockwaves through the LGBT community and their allies in the mainstream media. Social scientist Christopher Dummett, one of the early promoters of the idea that gender is simply a social construct not based on biology, admitted that he, quote, basically just made it up. He went on to say that he was shocked that the concept spread and took hold so quickly, and the article, in his words, was a mea culpa for being involved. The article is a detailed critique of why he was wrong then and why the radical social constructionists are wrong now. It was vindication for those of us who have testified in public hearings that the emperor has no clothes. Regardless of how many PhD social scientists say the opposite, it's obvious that gender is indeed based on biology, and it doesn't take a rocket scientist to point that out. In Genesis 5:2, the Bible says that God made them male and female, a fact that Jesus reiterated in Matthew 19:4. And at the end of the day, that's good enough for me. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.